it okay if I come in? Thanks. He's asleep. I don't know. We've kind of got differing sleep schedules recently, you know, ever since he started his new job, and, well, safe to say he's knocked out cold, and, well, I got really tired of scrolling my phone, so I decided to see if you wanted to chat, I guess, or just hang out. Is that too weird? I know. I'm your brother's girlfriend, but it's fine. We can chill, right? I mean, I like you well enough, so how about we just talk some shit or something? I don't know. Get to know each other better. I know, sorry. It's just, well, I'm really, really bored and I have nothing else to do. You can only scroll TikTok for so long before you, you know, feel like your brain is about to melt, so entertain me, please. I'm begging you. Thank you. Okay, oh, I don't think I've ever been in your room before. Oh, I like your decor. Yeah, desk and everything, I see. It's rather small. Do you want me to sit down in your chair, or... Yeah, no, that's fine, I can sit on the bed. If that's all right with you, obviously. Yeah, no, it's fine. Okay. So, how's your day been? Well, I'm asking to be polite. You're so kind as to let me hang out in your room, so... We have to get through the pleasantries before we get to the nastier stuff. I'm kidding. Seriously, how's your day been? Huh? Really? I didn't even know you were into that. Yeah? That sounds really interesting, actually. Maybe I'll have to check it out myself. Oh, well. You know, I have a lot of interests. I'm always open to new ones, too. It's not like I'm going to judge you based on whatever you're into. I'd rather check it out before I make a judgment for it, you know? Yeah, well... You'd be surprised what I'm into. It's not like you know me that well yet. Oh, well, you know me. I, was at work. And then, came home, did some laundry, did some other stupid chores. Just regular old grown-up business. And then I started a new series that I'd been wanting to read for a while. I really got into it, to be honest, but then my boyfriend called and wanted me to come over, and here we are. We had dinner, as you know, since you were there. Hung out for a bit, and now he is snoring away in his bedroom. Seriously, sometimes I think you can hear it through the walls. I feel like they're quite thin sometimes. Never mind. Well, I'm rather aware that you're living with your older brother, and that sharing an apartment means that you might be gaining some intimate knowledge about his private life. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Do I really have to spell it out for you? Oh, fine, you look like a lost little puppy. Seriously. You don't know what I'm talking about? Oh my gosh. Sorry, sorry. Okay. I'll tell you. I'm worried that you can hear us fucking. I'm sorry. I know it's gross talking about what happens between me and your brother, but it's been bothering me ever since you guys moved in together. I'm terrified of making any noises and, you know, doing anything. I'm just scared that you hear. So you can't? You can't hear it? Huh. No, it's just, I'm not sure I believe you on that. Well, it's just, I don't understand how you wouldn't be able to hear me and your brother fucking when we can hear you having your alone time. I'm sorry. You didn't know? Really? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. No. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. You have no reason to be embarrassed. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I take it back. I didn't say that. I'm sorry. This is wrong. Sorry. I should probably go. I didn't mean for this to get so awkward. Are you sure? I feel like I kind of ruined this getting to know each other thing that we had going on. Okay, let's just start over again and let's just forget that this awkward conversation didn't just happen. It's no reason to talk about this anymore. Well, are you seeing anyone recently? I mean, your brother hasn't told me that you've got anyone on your mind or anything, but I don't know if you guys have that sort of relationship. So, yeah. Anyone on your horizon? No? Really? I'm just surprised, that's all. I mean, don't you want to date someone? Or are you making the choice not to? Because that's gonna determine what I'm going to say next. No, I mean, obviously, you don't have to tell me. It's just, I'm curious, because, I mean, like your brother, you're a very attractive guy, and I don't know, it just surprises me that you don't currently have someone that you're interested in. Come on, okay, I know that face. There is someone, isn't there? Go on, tell me. I can keep a secret. I bet you've been out with lots of girls before, so it's not like one little crush or one little interest is going to make a difference. Just tell me. I'm a nosy person. I love to know tiny details like this about people. Please, please, please. This will really help our bonding experience. I mean, you know who I'm fucking and dating. So I want to know who you are. Either fucking or dating. It's just fun. I just like to know. Need that? What you mean? Okay, so you're neither dating nor fucking anyone, but I mean, you're just taking a break from it? Never? I'm sorry, I'm not sure I understand what you mean. Never? Like, never had sex before or never dated anyone? Because those two are very separate things. Neither? Neither? I. No, it's not like that. No, it's not a bad thing. It's just I just never expected it. It's, I mean, is it a choice? Is it a reason? Or has it just not? I don't know what I'm trying to say. I mean, if you're waiting to find the right person, I mean, that's wonderful. I'm, speaking from experience, not finding the right person is more of just finding someone you're comfortable with instead of trying to find the end all be all perfect person, in my experience. But, it's your body, your choice, so. Well, since you have never had sex before, I'm going to put it this way. People talk about wanting the first time to be something special, and with a special type of person, like their first love or something, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. You know, for me, obviously, sex can be something very personal, very emotional, of a way to connect with someone in the closest way possible, but it can also just be about desire. This animalistic, carnal lust. It sounds weird, but sometimes you just have the need, the hunger to let all those feelings out and just get your brains fucked out, or fucking someone else's brain out. It's just wanting that fiery passion and not all the emotional baggage that has to go with it. Sometimes you just fucking horny and you want someone to cream pie you. I think that that's what it's like for me. Finding someone who matches your needs is definitely the hardest part of dating, and in my experience, matching someone's drive is even harder. Guys love to talk a big game about having a high sex drive, and then they meet someone like me, and they're barely able to keep up. Your face is adorable. I'm sorry. Am I making you uncomfortable? Oh, come on. Aren't you curious about all this stuff? Sex is what I'm talking about. Aren't you curious to know all about it? Hell, if I were you and I hadn't been with anyone before, I'd want to ask all the questions. I'd want to know how it feels. I'd want to know how it goes, what to do, and I'd want someone to teach me, you know? Show me the ropes, so to speak. Oh, yeah, well, the drive, sex drive thing. No, your brother's fine. Sorry, I feel kind of weird telling you about, me and your brother's sex life. Oh, that? Oh, I didn't realize he gave me heck. I mean, I'm sure you already, heard us through the walls earlier. I mean, I can spell it out for you, but it sounded like I was enjoying it, huh? Were you listening in? Or trying to hear us? Go on, tell me. You can't hide it from me. I can see it in your face. You liked it, didn't you? I knew it. I knew it. You're a total slut. Well, a slut in making, I'm assuming. One day. Tell me, though. What were you doing when you were listening to us fucking? Were you stroking yourself? Did you get hard listening to your brother pound the shit out of me? Did you come when you heard me squirt all over his cock? What? Why so quiet all of a sudden? You won't find out. Just tell me, and Sally's a secret. Yeah, among other things, we started out making out as usual. We've been daddy sexing all day, and I guess it's sort of been building up, and we both needed some release. He started to go down on me, eating me out, driving me closer and closer to that edge, and he made me come so fucking hard. And as I was still coming, he flipped me over. Could you hear it? My little yelpless of pride. I bet you were going mad in here, trying to imagine what we were getting up to. Yeah? Did it get you hot? Like it is right now. Take it out. You heard me. Take. To see how that dirty, perverted mind of yours works while I sit here and describe how your brother fucked my brains out. Take it out. That's a good boy. There you go. There you go. Let me see. Certain things seem to run in the family, huh? Stroke yourself. Touch that hard cock for me. make yourself feel good. After he turned me over, he spanked me. Right here, on my ass. Over and over and over again. He made me beg for it. It stung and it hurt so bad, but it made me so fucking wet at the same time. I just needed him to start taking me, to push that hard cock into my needy pussy. I was dripping wet for him. Yeah. He still had my juices along his chin, and he bent down to lick it all up before he thrust his cock deep inside of me and started to pull my hair as he pounded deep, 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 deep inside of me. Yeah. Struck the cock for me. There you go. Oh, good boy. You're liking this, aren't you? Such a dirty, filthy boy you are. Yeah. I bet you were stroking yourself to the rhythm of his pounding me, didn't you? Trying to time it so that when I came all over his cock and he bred my slutty fucking pussy, you'd come too. See what he did to me? You wanna see the mess your brother left behind inside of me? Yeah, look at you nodding like a good boy. That's it. There you are. There you are. I'm gonna show you. Let me just. Let me spread my pussy lips for you. Keep stroking that cock. Oh, nice and firm, just like that. You see how messy he left me? He filled me up so much. His cum can barely stay inside of me. Do you see the way it's dripping? Oh, I gotta make sure I push that back inside again. I can't spill a drop of it. It tastes so good. You know, oh, I'm such a whore for cum. Such a fucking cum slut. I want it all inside of me all the time. I just want load after load to fill up all my slutty little holes. Your brother, well, his loads are big, but he can't give me as many as I want. No, no, he decides how many loads I get, and well, I'm greedy and I want more. I do. I need more. Oh, I need a good boy to give me more. Can you give me more? I need you to fill me up with another load. Oh, look at that scared little face. You're telling me you don't want it? You're telling me that hard cock isn't currently leaking pre-cum because it's so desperate to feel me clench around it? Because if that's the case, I'm just gonna put my clothes back on and I'll leave you to jack off by yourself. Yeah, no, telling me that's probably the best idea. No? No? You want me to stay? That's a good boy. You see, this is the difference between you and your brother. You would never let me take control of him like this. He's not a good boy like you. I'm ready to have a real woman giving him experience. I'm ready to be taken and milked for the first time. Fuck. I can't believe you're actually a virgin. How come no one snatched you up already? Yeah, keep stroking your cup. Fuck. You look so good doing it too. So desperate. I see the way your hips are bucking. What a young little pup. Desperate to fuck up into a nice warm cunt. There you go. There you go. Lay down in bed. Lay down right there. I came in here for one reason, and one reason only. I wanted this thick, fat cock inside of me. I wanted to see if it feels just as good as your brother's. Yeah, that's why I came in here. No, he wasn't enough for me tonight. He never is. I need you to. I need you to let me use you. I'm just gonna pin your cock against your stomach, and I'm gonna rub my wet pussy along your length. Yeah, rub all of your brother's cum that's leaking out of me onto your length, and to use it as lube as I grind. Oh, fuck, does that feel good? Yeah. Listen to those sounds you're making. Those tiny little moans. That's it. Feel me. Feel this warm, wet cunt rubbing against your virgin length. All the way from my clit. Rubbing your tip up against to my hole. I'm so close it could almost slip in by itself. Not yet. I just wanna keep grinding against you just like this. Maybe I can make myself come without even putting it in. What do you think? Huh? What do you think, pretty boy? You think you can handle that? You think you could handle me rubbing my sopping wet pussy against your cock without you coming? Yeah. Yeah, fuck, take it. Let me use you. Let me use your cock to make myself come. Yeah, you're such a good little boy. I know. I know, sweetheart, I know. It feels good, but you have to stay quiet. We wouldn't want your big brother to come interrupt us now, would we? No. No, that we wouldn't get to play like this. And I know. I don't want him to make us stop. I want to keep going. I want to take you. I want to go all the way. I want to show you how good it can feel to be fucked by a woman. To be taken. To be used just like this for my pleasure. Just to be used like a little fuck toy. Yeah, that's what you are. You're my little fuck toy. Fuck. Fuck you. Shh. I'm gonna cover your mouth. Just let me do this. Let me rub against you. Fuck. Take it. better than your brother. Fuck me. Fuck. Fuck, take it. I'm sorry. Fuck. Oh, we have to be quiet. Oh, we have to be quiet. Oh, we don't want your brother to hear. Oh, we don't want your brother to hear me taking your virginity. No. No. Oh. Fuck. Does it feel good? Does it feel good to finally be taken by a woman? Someone who 100% understands what you need? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, just focus on the feeling. Oh, fuck. If your brother's come being used as love around your cock, it's so deliciously fucked up, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, my pussy's aching for you to fill it up again. Yes, please. Please. Oh, fuck. Just feel how my pussy squeezes around you every time. Oh, fuck. I glide down your legs. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, you wanna play with my tits? Oh, how could I ever say no to such a pretty boy like you? There you go. Yeah, squeeze them. Play with them. And just remember to stay quiet. Remember to stay quiet for me. Oh, while I ride you. Oh, while I take your fucking virginity. Fuck. Oh, this is so fucking hot. Oh, I can't believe I'm the first woman to have ever gotten to do this to you. Oh, no one's ever felt this delicious length pumping up inside of them. Oh, it's all mine. It's all my fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can't believe I get to be the first woman you ever cream pie. I want to know exactly how it feels for you. And you're gonna have to explain it to me, because, fuck. I want to know. I want to know how good I make you feel. Yeah, such a pretty boy like you deserves to be used by me. And I deserve you. I need you. I deserve every drop of cum in those delicious balls of yours. Yes, 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 yes. I want to milk you empty. I want to milk you dry. I need that delicious virgin cum of yours. Please, 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 please. Oh, fuck, you feel so fucking good. Oh, oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, shit, sorry. Oh, fuck. Oh, we have to be quiet. We have to be quiet. Come here. We have to be quiet. I just feel the gun. I just feel the fucking gun. Look at you. I'm trying to fuck up into me. Does it feel that good, sweetheart? Yeah. Fuck. Fuck, 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 yeah. Yeah, fuck up into me, that's it. Take it, take it like a good boy. That's it. You're so good. You're so good. Look at me. Look at me. Oh, fuck. Look at that cock drunk face of yours. Oh, fuck. You just want to come, don't you? You just want to breed my type pussy. Fill me up so that your cum mixes with your brother's. Isn't that right? Yeah. I need your cum. I need more. I need another grandpa. I need you to fill me up to give me that satisfaction. Please, 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 please. I know it feels good. I know you want to do it. You've been such a good boy for me. You've been such a good boy for me. Now I need you to come. I need you to come. I need you to come for you. I need come. Please, I need come. I need come. I need come. I need your come. Come, please, 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 please come at me like a good fucking boy. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. I know you want to. That's it. You can come for me. You can come for me. Yes, I'm gonna. To worry about that. That was amazing. That was exactly what I needed. You felt so good. I could feel every last drop of your cum pumping out of your shaft. Oh, fuck, I was so hungry for it. Hey, what are you trying to do? Don't pull out. Don't pull out, don't pull out. What do you mean? What? I'm not done with you. Not even in the slightest. I want to see just how much cum I can drain from these beautiful balls of yours. Don't you want that? Don't you want to fill me up? Give me all of your cum like a good boy. To make me happy. Yeah. Yeah, you do. That's it. You're so good. The night's still young. And your brother isn't going to wake up anytime.